You're listening to 100 Creatives. This is a bonus episode. In today's episode, I'm talking about how switching off from technology and allowing yourself to be bored can lead to some of your most brilliant creative ideas. Plus, we have a giveaway to finish off the season. Hi creatives, Sally Harris here with you. Welcome to this bonus episode of 100 Creatives. This episode is actually going to be the finale for season 2. And season 2 is a little bit shorter than I'd hoped, but I'll explain why I'm wrapping up the season now rather than at episode 75, as I'd originally planned, towards the end of this episode. I don't have a guest for today's episode, but I wanted to record it because I've been having lots of ideas lately about creativity and inspiration, and I've been working towards one of my own creative goals, and so I thought it would be a good chance to check in with you all because I think some of the things I've learned recently will be helpful for some of you. Also, don't forget to stay tuned right to the end of this episode to see how you can win one of 3 prizes that I have on offer for our gorgeous newsletter subscribers, so stick around for that. Now, to give today's episode a little bit of context, one of my goals for 2018, probably my big main thing that I've been focusing on working towards since the start of the year, is to get away from my phone, get away a bit from technology. And I know this is a really popular, common thing to be doing in 2018. As someone who tries to spend my free time doing creative work, what I found was that I was spending so much time on my phone, and then I felt like I didn't have time to do creative work. And when I did put aside time to do that creative work, I felt like I didn't have any ideas. And I thought back over probably the last 5 or 6 years since I've owned a smartphone, I realized that my productivity over that time has really decreased. And back in 2011, 2012 was when I wrote my first book for children, and then I followed that up the year after with a second book, and then since 2013, I've kind of been pottering around with a few ideas and writing this and that, but it took me all of that time up to 2017 to really sit down, really put time aside and finish that third book, which is actually quite a lot of time for a book that's around 35,000 words. It's not 7 books of Harry Potter by any stretch. And so I started thinking, if I want to pursue writing more seriously, I'm going to need more time to write, and I'm going to need to have better ideas to be working on as I'm doing that writing. And how can I sort of answer those 2 questions? How can I solve this problem that I've had? And it was around this time that I started coming across more and more articles, podcast episodes, books all about sort of trying to solve this problem. It's like the universe is trying to send me a message. And one of the books that came up that I knew about for a while, but I hadn't had a chance to read, was Manoush Zomorodi's Bored and Brilliant. And so you might've heard of Manoush. She's the host of the Note to Self podcast. And she wrote this book called Bored and Brilliant, How Spacing Out Can Unlock Your Most Productive and Creative Self. And the book isn't, really, really long, but it's really, really practical in the suggestions that it offers to get away from your phone, to spend more time daydreaming, and to then unlock more creative ideas. And so the premise of the book is that in 2015, Manoush started wondering about whether being constantly connected and plugged in and having this constant stream of entertainment and information at our fingertips actually was making our creative lives worse instead of better, because if we're never bored, what is that sort of lack of boredom doing to us, particularly for being able to come up with ideas and create and produce and all of those things? So in the book, she outlines sort of 7 steps to follow to get away from your phone. And I really recommend that you get in there and read the book. To the point where that's going to be one of our giveaways at the end of the show, is I'm going to be giving away an Amazon voucher for someone anywhere in the world to be able to buy themselves a paperback copy of Bored and Brilliant, because that's how much I liked it. And I really think that as a creative, it could change your life. So some of the things that she suggests are observing yourself and your habits. So downloading an app like the Moment app and actually seeing how long you spend on your phone. And so I was like, oh, I'm pretty good. I don't like to have it out if I'm in a conversation with somebody. I don't tend to check it that much when I'm at work. But what I found when I observed myself using the Moment app on iPhone was that some days I'm spending between 2 and 5 hours on my phone, which is pretty alarming when you think about thinking, oh, I've got no time to do anything, but you're spending a lot of that time, you know, mindlessly staring at things on Facebook or Instagram, things like that. Another one of her suggestions is to put your devices away when you're in transit. You're going from one spot to another. You should be fully engaged with your journey, not with walking and checking your phone. Try having a photo-free day. Try deleting the app that sucks up most of your time, which for me is Instagram. Take a fake vacation, So setting your email settings to, I'm only checking my emails between 5 and 6 p.m. or I'm having a whole week off, so I won't be replying, and seeing how that goes. Choose something else to focus on observing. So for example, for me, instead of listening to a podcast while I'm walking the dog, I'll leave my phone and my headphones at home and I'll focus on listening to nature while I'm going for a walk, or I'll focus on thinking about other things while I'm out and about. And also trying to solve a problem by letting yourself get as bored as possible. For example, watching a pot of water boil while you're mulling over a problem and then trying to solve the problem. Some other things that I had read about that I have been trying are things like putting tempting apps into harder to reach places. So on the home screen of my phone now, I only have the sort of the essentials that I need day to day. So messages, calendar, maps, the clock, weather. I've got a Google Keep, which I write down all my ideas and notes on. I've got reminders, the App Store, I've got photos, camera, music, settings, WhatsApp, which I use as another way to receive messages from people who are overseas, FaceTime, Facebook Messenger, calculator, my banking apps, and then shopping list. And along the bottom of the screen, then there is mail, podcasts, telephone, and Safari. And pretty much my rule has been since the start of 2018 is that I can only use apps on that page before 10 a.m. And I've moved every other social media tempting app that I'll default to while I'm lying in bed in the morning, I've moved those onto a second page, which means that I can't go past the home page, the front page, until after 10 a.m. And what I found that this means is that instead of waking up in the morning, lying in bed and scrolling through social media, and you know, I could easily do that for half an hour before I get up, I have two choices. I either have to go back to sleep, or I have to get up and come and find something to entertain myself with until it hits 10 a.m. And I haven't been 100% successful, but having that thought in my mind when I wake up of, oh, I'll just check this, and then thinking, no, actually I can't, it's not on that home screen, has been really fantastic. Another tip that I've heard as well is if you're having trouble with apps sort of controlling your life, try signing out of any apps or websites. So for example, every time you finish using Facebook, if you sign out and make the password pretty long, it's actually inconvenient to have to sign back in all the time. So you're less likely to just check it mindlessly, because when you get to that point of having to put your password in, you could think, actually, I'm going to do something else. So anyway, with this goal of not using social media before 10 a.m., it's going okay. It's not perfect yet, but I've also been using some other strategies and information and things to help. So I mentioned before the Moment app. It's really eye-opening as far as tracking how much time you actually spend on your phone. A new one that I just came across today was I read a New York Times article called How to Break Up with Your Phone. And one of the things that they recommend in that is this app called Flipped, F-L-I-P-D. And you can set that up for any period of time to block social media and things on your phone. So that you're not disrupted every time you go to open your phone, it brings up a screen that reminds you that you're on flipped and you can't go past that point. I've also been using Elise Blaha Kripe, put out a habit tracker with her newsletter. And so I've been using that to keep track of how many days I've been able to achieve my habit. And this is something that Gretchen Rubin suggests in her book Better Than Before, which looks at the strategies of habit change. She suggests monitoring as a way of tracking your progress. And so I've been using Elise's habit tracker to keep an eye on my progress. And this also kind of links into this idea that we've talked about recently, which is Seinfeld's try not to break the chain, and how many days in a row can you go without breaking the chain. So not 100%, and I think it's definitely easier when you've got to get up and go to work, or you've got days when you've got a lot of things on, you don't notice it, but it's still something that I definitely have to actively think about. But it's also been great to see those little bubbles on the habit tracker filling up as I've been monitoring it as a habit. There are a few other things I've been trying to also integrate into my daily habits to, again, stimulate that creativity, trying to come up with new ideas, different projects, things like that, and also ways of tracking getting things done. So the first one that I have is this little notebook from a company called MyGoals, MIGOALS, and I'm going to call it Get Stuff Done. I'll put an actual picture of the cover with the show notes so you can see it, but I've set myself the goal of doing 18 things in 2018, and the things that I've chosen are predominantly things that have really been hanging over my head that I have been avoiding doing for the last, you know, 12 months, even longer. So some of those things are sewing a quilt, finally putting together all the stuff from our wedding, so getting a photo book made, putting it all together in a box with all the cards and things like that that we received, writing a will, we need to do that. I need to go through and change my name after I got married at the end of 2016. I've got some stuff I need to sell on Gumtree, that kind of thing. So they're not exactly exciting things, but they're things that I often feel like I do a little bit of work towards, but I haven't finished them. And so there's still, the whole thing is hanging over my head as far as an unfinished project, but it means that by having these projects in my little book here, and they're broken down like task by task within the big task, it's really helped me to feel like I am actually making progress. So a good example was with sewing a quilt. The steps were, I had to choose a design that I wanted to make, buy the fabric, wash the fabric, iron the fabric, cut out all the pieces, piece together the top and sew it all together, and then lay out the quilt top, the filling and the bottom, and pin it all together and sew those. And then the final step was to hand sew the binding. So you can see there's a lot of steps there, but each one in the book is its own line, and it's got a little tick box next to it, or I've been highlighting them so I can see what I've achieved. And so now that whole task is complete, so I've been able to go back to the front cover of my book and cross it off as something that I've achieved. So when I feel like, oh, well, I've got all these projects and I'm not getting anywhere on any of them, it's been really great to have this little book to go through, and I've got my 18 things that I'm trying to work on, and I can see now that looking at the book, I've already achieved three of the things, and I've got a fourth one that's nearly finished, and I haven't actually set all 18 of them yet, because as the year goes on, I found that there are other things that have suddenly appeared that I'm like, oh yeah, I'd totally forgotten that that was something that needed doing. So I've left myself a little bit of breathing room to add those things in and break them down by a sort of action items to achieve them. So I'll put a photo of that little book in the show notes for you. The other thing I've started doing is keeping a commonplace book. And this is an idea that it's not a new idea. I came across it first through Brandy Kincaid and her work, which I'll also put a link to her book in the show notes, because hers are always much more beautiful. But I've opened a brand new notebook out of the cupboard, and in it I've got things like my goal trackers stuck in. If I watch a TED talk or a YouTube video and I write down ideas, I'm now writing them straight into this book. I've got
some quotes in here of things that, as I've read them, they've appealed to me. So, for example, I came across a MailChimp article the other day and it said, making stuff is hard, but making more stuff makes making stuff easier. And that's from Radiolab's Jad Abramad. So I put that down because I was like, oh, I really like that as a quote. I've got written in here, you know, what will you give up in order to make more time? I've got some notes here from listening to Andy J. Pizza's creative pep talks. I watched a quick video about productivity and wrote down some ideas there. I've got the notes that from my talk recently to Dylan about making four buckets labeled $10 an hour, $100 an hour, $1,000 an hour, $10,000 an hour, and sorting your to-do list into those buckets. I've got some sections of a book that I was reading, a fiction book, that I really like the writer's style, and so I've written down a paragraph or two from that book to help get me into that kind of style and mindset and voice to help extend my voice as a writer. I've got some plans here that I've been working on for my new book, and so I've written those all down and printed them off, and so now they're stuck in my book as well. And it's just really a collection of ideas in a notebook that I got from Paper Chase, so it's got nice big lines in it, which is something I like because often notebooks have really tiny narrow lines and it drives me a bit nuts. I've covered it with some nice sausage dog paper, and it's just a good spot to brain dump all of those ideas. So that's another way that I'm trying to stimulate more ideas by recording ideas and things like that. So anyway, my challenge to you for 2018 is to stimulate your creativity by letting yourself become bored, because that's where I really think that that's the key to where great ideas will come from for you, for your creative projects. Those ideas are not going to come from looking at everybody else's ideas for 2 to 5 hours a day on Facebook and Instagram. I think that there are much better ways to be spending our time. And as we're coming up to the 100-day project kind of season, and it kicks off around the start of April, if you're starting to think about what your next idea will be and what you're going to try and develop, I definitely recommend trying to disconnect a bit more from technology and social media and letting yourself really embrace those new ideas that you have and the new directions that you'll get from that. So without further ado, I've been waffling on now for 15 minutes in your earbuds. A couple of things. I want to do a giveaway to finish season 2. I know I've been mentioning if you sign up to our newsletter, you'll be in the running for the giveaway. So all you need to do is make sure that you head to 100creatives.com, sign up for our newsletter there. You'll see, I think it's on pretty much every page. You can get signed up. And the two things I'll be giving away are an Amazon voucher, which means that you can buy yourself a copy of Bored and Brilliant. It will be enough to cover a paperback copy, and you can sort out getting it sent to you wherever you are in the world. And if you read Kindle, it will cover that too. The other thing that I'm going to be giving away is when I've been tidying up our house recently, I found that I still had two hand-lettered pieces done by Sarah Letters that were on offer at the very, very start of the show for people who jumped on Apple Podcasts and left us a review. So if you are interested in receiving one of those two hand-lettered pieces in the post, you'll need to be signed up to our newsletter as well. And all the information on there will tell you how you can win one of those two pieces. They say just start on them, which is one of my favorite mantras. So just because it's not January 1st now doesn't mean that you can't jump on board, stimulate your creativity, and really make 2018 your most creative year yet. So make sure you sign up to our newsletter to find out how you can win one of those two hand-lettered pieces, or you could win the Amazon voucher to get yourself a copy of Bored and Brilliant. Finally, as I mentioned at the start of the show, this is going to be the end of season 2. The reason for this is that I'm giving myself some maternity leave. My husband and I are really excited to be expecting our first baby in the first week of March, which is fast approaching. And from what I've heard, babies and recording audio are probably not that compatible, because babies are unpredictable and noisy, and audio needs a quiet background to record. And
I just thought it would really take the pressure off us as new first-time parents to not have to be trying to keep up with a podcast schedule and the new book that I've got coming out. It's called Double Felix. It's coming out with Wacky Bee Books. It's perfect for middle grade readers. So if you have an 8 to 12 year old in your life, I'll keep you updated with that. At this stage, it's due for release at the start of May, and hopefully the show will be back by then, and I'm going to put together a series about how you go from book idea to publication as part of that as well. So don't unsubscribe, keep tuned in to 100 Creatives, because I'm going to keep working on it. We're going to get to 100 creatives interviewed. It's just a matter of time, and I'm really looking forward to joining you all on Instagram for the 100 day project again this year, in whatever form that will take for us in our new crazy parenthood lives. So thank you, as always, to bensound.com for providing our theme music. Thank you all for tuning into the show for season 2. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, happy creating.